This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
America!
I ran across this article this morning. Non-Americans sharing the dead giveaways that someone is an American. I thought this was very interesting. Now, David, who's in the studio with us this morning, you were born in the Netherlands.
Yes, sir.
In fact, you grew up there, right?
Yeah, 19 years before I moved here.
It's amazing to me because your voice does not have an ounce of accent to it.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely due to my dad. He's actually from the 757. He raised me.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
That makes sense, then. But these things are tells to elsewhere. If you travel abroad, for example, when they're in another country and a local asks them where they're from, they'll say, "What state?" And people will go, "I'm sorry, we're in Brazil. I just want to know what country you're from."
I am from the state of Virginia.
Yes. Do you know Virginia? Boy, do you know... Oh, here we go. Ranch dressing. Uniquely American ranch dressing.
Oh, yes.
I stopped at a steakhouse in Frankfurt, Germany. A salad came out with my meal. They then asked if I wanted Italian or American dressing. American dressing is ranch. Hell yeah, it is. Yeah, and now piggyback on that. This I thought was great. Cool Ranch Doritos. Mm. In some countries, are simply called cool American Doritos.
Oh. Yep. You know, I wish
I had somebody to help me. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That cool American Doritos.
That is why they were my favorite chip growing up. Because
is that right?
I identified with them, yes, a little bit.
Were you the cool American?
Not, according to other people, but to myself, yes. I felt like, you know, pretty cool.
All right, this is the thing. Requesting ice with a drink?
Yeah.
Yes. Interesting. I'm an American. I was in a restaurant in France. They brought me a warm soda. I asked them for ice, and they brought me a tiny bowl with some tongs. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The soda cups there are a lot smaller, too. Like, they're like a whiskey glass size.
Okay.
Like, sodas that you get there.
Almost like a juice glass?
Yes. And you have to pay for refills.
All right.
My brother Steve went to England, had the warm beer, said,
oh, yeah,
got used to it in about an hour.
Yeah.
And he said, I had so much fun because, yeah, you know, he goes, the pub I was in, I was the only American, so people gathered around just to hear me speak.
Yes, I totally get it.
Listen to this guy.
Listen to the Yank. Hey, speaking of Yank, what are you doing later? a British man once told me he knew I was an American because I wore my baseball cap backward.
Mm. There you go.
Douche. Moment of douche.
They call it a cricket cap over there, I think.
I say, is that right?
Yeah, yes.
Cricket cap?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, now you're making stuff up?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because I'm willing to believe it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not from
you
there.
Literally could say anything and we'll be like, really?
It's like going to a meeting with the chief radio engineer. Mm. He can say anything, and no one in the meeting can disprove any of the science.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the same thing with having an accent. If you're, in this country, you have an accent, everyone believes you immediately if you're, you know, if it's like a European accent.
Yeah, legit.
100%.
Yeah. Sure. Let's see. They either carry huge backpacks for a one-day trip or carry nothing. There's no in-between.
That's funny.
That's hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely true. When I was in Austria, one of the locals said you could always tell who the Americans were because they're the only ones jaywalking. I have to say.
Oh, that makes sense.
I know, and I'm that guy. I'm that guy. I'm not walking to the corner. If there's no cars coming, there's no cars coming.
Wow.
But you know what? Society needs to be ordered, Rod.
Yeah. Chaotic.
Oh, here we go. Talking to strangers in public. Here's the quote. After living in Germany for 2 months, I was horrified when somebody on a bus started talking about my shoes. I didn't think the Germans were like that. I thought the Germans were pretty stiff.
Yeah,
I have a buddy that does a lot of business over there. Oh, interesting. So apparently you're on the bus and we just start talking about stuff. You know, total strangers.
When my brother TJ got married in Thailand, my mother and father went over to the wedding.
Yes.
And my mother is the most extroverted and borderline annoying person I've ever met. I love her to death. But so loud and also very proud to be from America.
Mm.
I can only imagine.
Interesting.
What she left behind in Thailand.
Yeah. Oh, I see what this is. The dynamic on this is the person had lived in Germany for a couple of months where they are stiff. and then was horrified when somebody started talking about his shoes, another American.
Right. Yeah. That's I felt the same way the first time I went to a gas station over here and someone asked me how my day was. I was not prepared for a human interaction.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, what do they want? What did I do?
Exactly.
How do they know I'm not from here?
I'm the only person that walked into that gas station that day stammering when they asked me that question. I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I just told them my whole life story.
I was born in the
Netherlands. Test results and doctors.
Going to be okay now.
Yeah, I went to Florida. When I was shopping, I was wearing a skirt and a girl, maybe a few years older than me, commented on how much she loved my skirt. That would never have happened back in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. These cultures that you think are so progressive.
So you wouldn't compliment somebody else's outfit? Or
Not if it like takes time away from their day. Everyone's about efficiency, at least in Holland where I grew up. In Denmark, they're a little more boring than in the Netherlands, but still, you know, like they're probably...
But Holland, Denmark, you got all those hot blondes walking around.
You think, don't you?
I think I'd be doing nothing but complimenting.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You'd have to do it into the sky, though, because you're very tall.
Yes. The Dutch, the tallest people on Earth.
Yeah.
Flip-flops and sandals. In warm weather, you'll see Americans wearing leather flip-flops. As a flip-flop connoisseur, I spot the American-style flip-flops miles away, says an Austrian.
Okay.
There you go. Or, excuse me, Australian. Boy, don't confuse those. Very difficult.
Very
to
different.
Do. You go to Austria, you won't see a single great white shark. You'll be so sad at this landlocked nation. Small talk. I'm not much of a small talk person, even as an American, but I tried to be polite and chat with a cashier at a market, and he looked baffled and didn't know why I was still talking to him. It doesn't say what country he's in when he did this.
Hmm.
A British lady once told me she knew I was American because I was drinking a Coke straight out of the can without a straw.
Damn right.
Is that thing putting your lips on the can? Is that a thing?
I guess
I'm
half
American. I noticed this.
So.
I buy there's soft drinks, Pellegrino.
Uh-huh.
And they're the people who make the sparkling water, but they make a fruit-flavored soft drink that's natural fruit juice and it's carbonated, et cetera.
Ooh.
But all the cans come with a foil covering on each can.
Huh.
Like you got to pop to get to the can.
I like
take
that.
A little foil. Oh, yeah.
I like that idea.
For your lips or whatever,
Because how many times you just pop a can open, don't think twice, and
well, that's why we're
God
immune
only,
to stuff.
Yeah, God only knows what happened to the top of that can.
I don't know. We're king of the food chain and whatnot, right? I'm not sure how this all works when you put it all together. I just know Americans just kind of push our way around, do what we want.
Yeah, baby.
Kiss my ass, cause I'm American. Don't care if gas hits $11 or more. I'd drive an SUV that could fit 14 of me. I kiss my ass, kiss my ass, kiss my ass. Now this crazy world,
this crazy world,
it's a ticking time bomb.
Any day
could be the last. Nuclear tsunami in Japan. I wonder if we're heading for some kind of Armageddon. Cause I wanna watch it on the smartphone in my hand. And kiss my balls. Cause I don't give a shit about war. Kiss my ass.
Sharing.
Kiss my ass.
Volunteering. Voting.
Well, actually, voting is a really, really important part of the democratic process, because if you don't get out there and vote, you know what happens? You don't find out who the winner is on American Idol. So kiss my ass.
Kiss his ass.
Go ahead and fuck her up.
Don't fuck her
up. Kiss my ass. It's like the Blarney. And there's no...
kiss my ass.
It's a blast.
Kiss it slow.
Kiss it fast.
Kiss my skinny. Irish.
Dennis Leary. What I particularly love is Emmy losing is the last line of that thing. Miami losing ass. Because, you know, he had that show about being a fireman and whatnot. They'd nominate him every year and he'd lose every year.